When power plants burn coal, there's a byproduct called coal ash. It's common to mix this ash with water and store it in what are called ash ponds. That's what happened at Duke's River Bend Steam Station. The ash contains heavy metal and other contaminants, but some of it is actually legally allowed to flow into the Catawba from a set point. And the state's long been aware of seepage, contamination trickling outside an ash pond's boundaries.
And it turns all kinds of bright colors, like orange and red.
This is Rick Gaskins, executive director of the Catawba River Foundation.
So you see these gigantic orange and red seepages coming out of the banks around the coal ash ponds.
In December, he and other environmental organizations demanded the state clamp down on seepages. The state's Division of Water Quality said it didn't have the authority and asked the Environmental Management Commission to vote on it. It did. And afterward, Chairman Steve Smith summarized the ruling.
Coal ash ponds, to the extent that they involve the question of groundwater pollution, can continue as they are presently operating.
Just 5 months later, the division is suing Duke Energy for groundwater pollution. And the state says it has documentation dating back 2 years of contaminants exceeding their legal limits. So if the Division of Water Quality knew about contamination, why didn't regulators act sooner? Spokeswoman Susan Massengale provided only this comment, citing legal reasons.
We determined that the legal tools had allowed DWQ to focus on the processes needed to address the issues better than other tools available to us.
But why did they suddenly decide to address the issues? It may have been to preempt a private lawsuit. Those same environmental organizations that appeared at the December commission meeting have won suits requiring ash ponds be cleaned up, and they were planning to sue Duke later this month. The state is primarily requesting a halt to activities while studies are done. For their part, Duke claims any seepage isn't a threat. Here's spokeswoman Lisa Hoffman.
The lake water is treated prior to consumption, and so there's no health risk whatsoever to folks from a drinking water perspective.
Environmentalists disagree. The Catawba Riverkeeper's Rick Gaskins points to a recent Duke University study that shows periodic spikes in arsenic in the reservoir, spikes that exceed federal standards. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.